Today's shiur in Maseches Bava Basra will be beginning from the top of Daf Kuf Nun Beis Omed Aleph. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. The sugya that we will be dealing with on Kuf Nun Beis Omed Aleph continues in the spirit of the last few sugyas involving Matnas Shchiv Meira. In this case, we will be talking about a Matnas Shchiv Meira Shekosuv Bo Kinyan. That's the lashon you find at the beginning of the Gemara. The Rashbam points out that the expression shekosuv bo kinyan is to be taken as not necessarily literal, but rather a matnas shchiv meira that had a kinyan done along with it, even if it wasn't actually written into the shtar. The reason for the choice of expression shekosuv bo kinyan is that it was normal, it was common to have the gifts dedicated by a shchimra that are donated or given to someone else by a shchimra to have it written down, recorded for posterity. However, as far as we're concerned, even if a kinyan wasn't actually done, but rather a kinyan took place, kinyan suder took place with the shchimra and the receiver, that too would be included in this discussion. The Gemara opens up at the top. Itmar, matnas shchivmera shekosuv bo kinyan. A shchivmera, deathly ill individual, is giving a gift to someone and is not relying simply on his words, but also includes a gesture, a kinyan gesture, which indicates transfer of ownership. What strength does this type of matona have? We are familiar from the last few sugyas, from the last few dapim of Gemara, with the concept of a matnas shchiv meira, where a deathly ill individual gives a gift to someone. In the event that he gives all of his nechosim to someone, that is called a matnas shchiv meira she'ein bo shiur. In the event that the shchiv meira gets better, he gets back his gift, because by the fact that he gave everything, it showed that the whole point of the gift was his anticipation of death. Therefore, in the event that he gets better, the gift is reversed. We saw in the Mishnah, as well, a case of Matnas Shemar Sheyesh Bo Shiur, where he retains a little piece of karka, a little piece of real estate for himself. Such a gift, the Mishnah says, that even if he gets better, is not reversed. The fact that he held on to something shows that the gift was with full intention, even anticipating the situation that he gets better. What about this? So, as we go on in the Gemara, we'll be introduced to two opinions. One is the opinion of Rav, and the other is that of Shmuel. In our marking, we've listed them as one and two upon initial presentation, and then the Gemara afterwards will get involved discussing the shitos, the opinions in greater detail. At that point, you'll notice in the markings a house form. Generally speaking, in the marking system, we explain the presence of different geometric forms in the outside margin, as well as offering topic headings. In this case, when you look at the outside margin, you notice the Nosei and Mivneh. You see a house form that represents a series, as all geometric forms represent. In this case, a series of opinions. We have two opinions, that of Rav and Shmuel. Now, our note says there's a machlokis, Rav and Shmuel, a controversy between Rav and Shmuel be'inyan, concerning the topic of matnas shchiv meira sheyesh bo kinyan, this very issue, the gift given by a deathly ill individual, but when he gives it, he doesn't rely simply on his speech, but he also includes a gesture known as a kinyan, which is used to confirm ownership. Later in the Gemara, we're going to notice the house form inverting. That is a result of a question the Gemara raises, where we see the opinions of Rav and Shmuel presented in an opposite fashion, hence the flipping over of the shape. And the Gemara's job later will be to resolve why is it that elsewhere they seem to say the opposite of what they're saying over here. If you scan ahead in your Gemara, after noticing the flipped over shape and the long question that is indicated on the side of the Gemara text to the right-hand side with the encircled kuf and dashed vertical line indicating the length of that long question, at that point in the Gemara, you'll notice a squiggle underlined expression, Derav Adarav Lokashya, and underneath that as well, Dishmuel Adishmuel Lokashya, where at that point the Gemara will be resolving the two opinions of Rav, showing there's no contradiction, and likewise with regard to Shmuel. So you can see that by use of the symbols and the markings, you get a good overview of the Sukkah right at the outset. Let us now proceed with the Gemara itself. Bei Rav Mishmei Rav Amri. With regard to a Matnas Shchimer Ashekosu Balkinyan, the yeshiva of Rav says in the name of Rav, Arkivei Atrei Rikshi. Without getting into literal translations of this expression, it means that the Shchimera has vested in his Matana two koiches, two strengths. We'll see later what those two strengths are. Strengths that are characterized by a matnas bori, by a regular gift, by a healthy person, and the strength that's characterized by a matnas shchimera. We'll get to that later. Number two, Ushmuel Omar lo yodano mai edun bo. I don't know how to judge such a matona. Namely, I don't know how to conclude the legal ramifications of a matnas shchimera shekosev balkinyan. We now see a colon in the Gemara, and that represents the fact that we're now going to elaborate on that which was just mentioned. Bei Rav Mishmei Derav Amri, Arkivei Atrei Rikshi. The Shchivmer has vested two koiches, two strengths, into this matona. We've indicated with an aleph and a beis the two strengths. Aleph, harehi kematnas bori, and beis, harehi kematnas shchimera. It is like a matnas bori. It is like the gift of a healthy individual. It has the strength that characterizes a regular gift, and it also has the strength that is characteristic of a matnas shchivmera. Now the Gemara explains, goes over it. We've indicated once again using the same aleph and beis, and this time featuring a squiggle underline, highlighting where each point will be explained. So, Aleph, harehi kematnas bori, she'im omad eino chozer. It's like the gift given by a healthy person. What characterizes the gift given by a healthy person? Once it's given, it's given. There's no point of return. It's a regular gift. The ownership has been transferred. So, too, over here, with regard to the ill individual, we're saying that if he gets better, the gift is not reversed, which, by the way, is uncharacteristic of a regular matnas shimera. That's why over here we're calling it a matnas shchimera that has the strength of a matnas bori, namely, no return. Beis, the second point, harehi kematnas shchimera. This gift of the matnas shchimera shekosev kinyan has the strength of a standard matnas shchimera in the following sense: she'im omar, if the shchimera said halva osoy leploini, that I want the money that's owed to me to be given to someone else, to a third party. In other words, the borrower, instead of paying me, the original lender, I want the borrower to pay a third party. Havaso leploni, the repayment is thereby redirected and it's binding. The main point is added by the Rashbam that this takes place even without the presence of all three parties. In general, there is such an institution of the redirecting of loans, of repayment, without the need for a formal kinyan. That's accomplished by something that was mentioned in previous sugyas that we've learned together, and that's called through maimit shloshim. That's when the three parties are present, namely the borrower, the lender, and the ultimate receiver, the new receiver of the money. In this case, though, we're saying that it has an extra strength when the shchivmera is redirecting the loan and making a kinyan to that effect. The redirection of the repayment of the loan can be done even without all three parties being present. We now turn to Shmuel, the other opinion. Ushmuel Omar, Shmuel said regarding this matnas shchivim rashikosa b'kinyan, lo yodano mai edun ba. I don't know how to conclude this matter. Shema loy gomar lahaknoisoy ela b'shtar. It might be that this shchivira wants the kinyan to take place only through a shtar, the ein shtar lahar misa. And we know that transferals that take place through documents do not take place after the giver, the owner, dies. Let us look at the Rashbam, the lower part of the page, the Lo Yodano Mai Eidun Bo. I don't know how to judge this. Dilma Lo Kono Klal Afilu Imes. It could be that the receiver of the gift doesn't acquire anything, even if the giver, the shemira, dies. Tekevon dehavi koni ba'amiro bi'amo bitzavoas shemira. Since, in general, the receiver could have received it through the verbal statement of the shemira, since there is no withholding of nechosim over here, why is it necessary for this particular shemira to add the kinyan sudar, the gesture called kinyan that characterizes a transfer of ownership? It would have been sufficient for the transfer to take place verbally. Hilkoch, ikolamema. Therefore, there's grounds for thinking mehader hodar that this shemira is really backing out from the original possibility of standard matna shemira, the okar mimenu koch matna shemira, and he's uprooting the strength that a regular matna shemira would have. The eno rotsa sheik nevar mira b'yama, and he doesn't want it to be effective through the verbal agreement, elo bekinyan sudar. But rather, he wants the kinyan sudar to be the means of transferal. Umahu makne lo b'hai kinyan, matna shemira hu makne lo, dahainu lachar misa. And what is he being makne through this kinyan? He's being makne the gift of a shrivmira. And a shrivmira takes place, the gift of a shrivmira takes place after death. The ein shtar la'achar misa. And kinyonim don't take place. Other kinyonim don't take place after death. Elohim kein mosar lo mechayim, unless something was transferred while he was alive. So as a result of this doubt, Shmuel says, I don't know how to judge it. On the one hand, it's a shchivmera that's giving it. On the other hand, this shchivmera is adding the kinyan aspect. If the shchivmera was serious about the gift being effective after his death, he wouldn't have added the kinyan aspect. Now that he added the kinyan aspect, it gives rise to thinking that maybe he doesn't want it to be effective through the verbal power that a regular matna shemira has, but rather to be effective through the kinyan aspect. And the kinyan aspect cannot take place after a person is dead. Let us turn back to the Gemara. At this point, we see a long question marking, as we mentioned in our introductory remarks, in the little space between the Gemara and the Rashbam. Namely, to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, you see an encircled kuf with a dashed vertical line. This indicates that all of these lines are dedicated to developing a question. The Gemara continues, V'rami d'rav ad rav. Let us raise a contradiction within Rav. Namely, Rav says something here and says something to the contrary elsewhere. U'dishmuel ad shmuel. Likewise, with regard to Shmuel. D'sholach rovin mishmei d'rebi avo. Ravin sent, in the name of Rabbi Avo, Hevu Yadi, Sheshalach Rabbi Lozer Lagoyla Mishum Rabbeinu, that it was once sent by Rabbi Lozer to the diaspora in the name of Rav, Shchivmera Sheomar, Kisvu Utnu Mono Laploni, a Shchivmera who announced, or who ordered, write up my desire to give a gift, and give 100 units of money to so-and-so, umes, and the shchivmera dies, ein kosvin v'noisnin. We don't do what he originally requested. Shema lo gomar lahaknoisa ela b'shtar. It could be, notice how Rav here is raising the issue of doubt, It could be that the Shlimera intended for the transfer to take place through the Shtar, the Ein Shtar Li'achar Misa, and Shtoros are not effective. Documents of ownership are not effective in transferring ownership after the death of the original owner. Notice with our markings, we've dashed underlined the word Shema here, and a few lines up as well, you may have noticed a dashed underlined Shema. Above, it was Shmuel who was sharing his doubts with us. Here, it's Rav that's expressing his doubts. And you can also find things quickly by using the arrows you see in the little space that's immediately to the left-hand side of the Gemara text, where you line up the arrows and you see each arrow is pointing to a line with the dashed underlined Shema, just that above it was Shmuel's comment, and here it's Rav. Continuing in the Gemara, V'yomar of Yehudah Amar Shmuel, Hilchasa Koisvin V'noisnin. Shmuel doesn't even hesitate. He says that a Shivmira who said, Kisru Tnu Mono Lebloni, we do it. We say that his desire here to have his gift written up was to increase the strength of the receiver of the gift. And that's why he issued his orders that like he did. Shmuel here takes a position of certainty, where above Shmuel, the fact that a kinyan was included didn't add strength. If anything, it created a sense of doubt. So we see a contradiction in Shmuel as well. The Gemara proceeds to answer this. The Rav Adarav Loi Kashya. Ha de konu mine, ha de lo konu mine. We've underlined the words ha to highlight the beginning of each of the answer to each one of the halachas of Rav. The first one, ha, namely, Rav that said, Arkivei Atrei Rechi, that the Shlimera vested in his gift two strengths, that's because the konu mine, a kinyan was actually done. The fact that a kinyan was actually done shows us this vestment of extra strength. Ha de lo konu mine, where Rav expresses his doubts about the matana, that is under circumstances where no kinyan was actually done. All we heard were his instructions, the Shemira's instructions to have his gift written up. The Shmuel ad Shmuel lo kashya. With regard to the seeming contradiction in Shmuel's, there is likewise no contradiction. B'miyape es koichoi. When does Shmuel say koisvin v'noisnin? That's when we have this concept known as yipui koyach, where the shivera is increasing the strength. What does that mean practically? So the Rashbam says, the bottom line, second last line, he says, b'yapes koychoi, kidele kamon. This will be discussed, featured later on in the Gemara. And that is the extra expression that is supposed to be written into the document. And it's as follows. Ukanino mine moisif al matona do. That equals yitur loshon. That's an extra expression. Liapois koichoi hu. V'hochinami b'tzava osoi. In this case too, with regard to our shchimera, shomar kisvu utnu, when he said, write it up and give the money to so-and-so, Pire shichtavu b'shtar ha-hu yipui koyach de kinyin de moisif amatanto. He said explicitly, I want you to add this added clause. By having this added clause, that thereby creates added strength. And such a document can be written up even after, the gift can be written up and presented even after the shchiv meira dies. Continuing in our Gemara, Yosef Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Achirei de Rovo, V'Yosef Rovo Kamei de Rav Nachman. We have Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok sitting behind Rovo, and Rovo is sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Kaboi Minei. Rovo raises a question. We'll notice that we've employed the use of a long marking by looking to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. We see we've written in small words Boi Rava, namely Rava raises a question, and a vertical dashed line which extends till Omid Beis, till the top line, indicating the length of Rava's question. Turning back to the Gemara. Mi Omar Shmuel, does Shmuel really say the following phrase? We've included this in a phrase marking singular quotation marks, which indicate read the entire expression as a singular expression. Namely, does Shmuel really say Shema lo gomar laknoisei ela b'shtar v'ein shtar la'achar misa? Does Shmuel really say that the Shemira may have considered the transfer to take place only through a shtar, and a shtar is not done after death? V'ha Omar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Shchiv Mera shekosav kol nechosav la'achirim, a Shchiv Mera who assigns all of his property to others, afapi shekonu miyado, even though a kinyan was made, omad, if he gets better, and we've squiggle underlined the word omad for purposes later in the Gemara, if he gets better, chozer, the gift is reversed, biyadua shelohaya kinyan ela machmas hamisa. We see that his intention of giving this gift was only because of death. We see that by virtue of the fact that he gave away everything. He cleared himself out of all of his possessions. That's indicative of a person who knows that he's not going to have any use of these things because he's about to die. Therefore, if he gets better, so the whole gift is reversed because the circumstances under which the gift was given no longer apply. However, from this statement of Shmuel, we can make an inference. Why does the gift get reversed? Because he got better. Had he died, though, the gift would have gone through. Oh, the gift would have gone through. So we see that Shmuel does not say that maybe he intended it to be transferred through the shtar and there's no shtar li'achar misa. Here we see the same circumstances, a shchima ordering a shtar to be written up, he's kosav kol nechosav l'achirim, and a kinyan was done. The gift goes through, and we don't concern ourselves with saying that ein shtar li'achar misa. We can see this in the Rashbam at the top. He says, "Biyadua shaloya kinyan el machmas misa hilka chozer bo." Therefore, if he gets better, the gift is reversed. Ha im meis kana hamakabel matana. If he dies, the receiver gets the matana v'lo aminon, and we don't say shema lo gomar laknoiso elo b'shtar v'ein shtar li'achar misa. We don't raise that as an objection. The kashi ad Shmuel, and this is a problem for what Shmuel said earlier. The Omar lo yodano my Aiden bo. Shmuel earlier said, I don't know how to judge these things. But matna shchimera sheyesh bo ikinyon dahainu hach. That's the same as this case. And here we see that the deal goes through after he dies. That was Rava's question presented to Rav Nachman. The achvi le biyodei, and Rav Nachman made some type of hand gesture indicating that he knows an answer to this question. The ishtik and Rava remained silent. Could be understood that Rav Nachman also remained silent. In other words, there was a hand gesture made and silence ensued. Kikom, when Rav Nachman got up, Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok the Rava, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, who in the story was originally sitting behind Rava, turns to Rava and says, you know, I heard you raise a question. I saw some kind of hand gesture made by Rav Nachman, which you apparently understood what he was indicating to you. So he asks, so Rav Nachman Yitzchok asks Rava, my achfilach, what did he gesture to you? Omar le, he gestured to me the following, v'miyape es koichoi, the case that was featured by Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, where we saw, or we made the inference that had the Shchiv Mera actually died, the Matana would have gone through. Under what circumstances was that? That was under the circumstances we referred to earlier called Miyape Es Koichoi. Increasing of strength. Heichi Domi Miyape Es Koichoi. The Gemara asks, how does that take place? How is that characterized? Omar Rav Chisda, by inserting the following additional clause into the contract, into the agreement. And we've included the clause in quotation marks. Uknino mine, and a kinyan was done from him, moisif al matanto do, in addition to the basic matona. So, what can we say as we survey the shitas of Shmuel? So, without Yipui Koyach, Shmuel, when he sees a matnas shchimer ashekosav bo kinyan, he says, I don't know how to judge this. On the one hand, it looks like a matnas shchimer. On the other hand, if it was a real matnas shchimer, he wouldn't have had to add kinyan. The fact that he adds kinyan, it shows that he doesn't want it to operate through the verbal strength that's accorded to a standard matnas shchimera, but rather wants it to operate through halachas that govern kinyonim, and kinyonim don't take place after the person dies. However, if you have a matnas shchimera sheyesh bo yipui koyach, that's a different story, and such a transaction can take place even after the shchimera dies. As we go on in the Gemara, we will continue with issues concerning matnas shchimera, but a new idea of sorts. Hence, we've put a period in the Gemara before we continue reading. On the outside margin, we have a topic heading, the nosei, and we've indicated 2 points that will be discussed by the Gemara. The first is kosav shchimera lozev. The kosav lozev shchimera wrote a matona, assigned a matona to one, and then assigned it to someone else. The second point, kosav vezika lozeh, kosav vezika lozeh. This is a slightly different situation where he assigns a matona to Mr. One and makes a kinyan with him, and then reverses himself after having made the kinyan with Mr. One, presents the same matona to Mr. Two and makes a kinyan with him. This will be a machlokis Rav Ushmuel Mikone, who gets the matona at the end of the day. Turning now to the Gemara. Pshita, case one, and we've written in a one, to be followed by a two a couple lines later. Case one is not a matter of debate. Kosav loze vekosav loze, a shchimra that wrote over all of his nechosim to Reuven through a matnas shchimra. The Rashban points out it doesn't matter whether it was done baal peh or it was written out. And then he did the same thing after doing it with Reuven. He did it with Shimon, and we must emphasize, there was no giving over of the shtar in the interim. As far as this scenario, namely, kosav lozeh vekosav lozeh, hainu techi osu ravdimi, Omar, this is ruled, covered by Ravdimi's teaching, that said, daitiki mevateles daitiki. Daitiki is an expression referring to the matnas shchimera, namely, a matnas shchimera to the second party voids the matnas shchimera that was made to the first party. So, in such a case, the final receiver will be the actual receiver. Case number two. Kosav vezika lozeh. The shchimera wrote a matona of his property to Reuven, to the first one, and gave him the shtar, and then this same shchimera wrote the property to Shimon and gave him the shtar. Rav Omar Rishon Kona, Ushmuel Omar Sheni Kona. We can see a machlokis between Rav, who says the first one is the winner, and Shmuel disagrees, saying the second one is. Here we've circled the names Rav and Shmuel to highlight the machlokis. And at this point in the Gemara, their opinions will be explained. Rav Omar Rishon Kona, Harehi Kematnas Bori. Rav says that the first one wins, and the Rashbam explains because in this case, case number two above, There was kosa vezika. The zika, the giving over of the shtar, is viewed as a kinyan. Generally speaking, the phenomenon or the concept of zechia is done through a third party, namely, you have someone giving a gift to an ultimate receiver, but the giver turns to a third party and says, take this on behalf of so-and-so. So, Rav says that the fact that the zechia was done, as the Gemara said, kosav vezika, the fact that that was done, that's like a kinyan. And being that that's like a kinyan, this matnas shchimera is to be characterized as a matnas shchimera shekosav kinyan. And according to Rav, that has a double strength. As we saw on Amud Aleph, it has a strength of a matnas bori and a strength of matnas shchimera, which means that even if he gets better, the maton is not reversed. And since it has the strength of a matnas bori, that means the first one to receive it is the winner, is the actual owner. Ushmuel Omar Sheni Kona. Shmuel disagrees with Rav and says that the second one will be the actual owner, will become the new owner. Harehi Kematnas Shchivmera. This, Shmuel says, his character is like a regular matnas shchimera, where a shchimera gives away all of his nechasim, a matnas shchimera she'ein bo kinyan, because we can explain, Shmuel holds that the zechia is not like a regular kinyan, and since the zechia is not like a regular kinyan, if the shchimera would get better, the gift could be reversed. And since it's a gift that has reversible potential to it, likewise, the second one is the winner. He is the beneficiary of it being reversed from the first one. The Gemara asks, this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel was actually the subject of their machlokes on Omer Aleph. V'ho ifligu bo chado zimno b'matnas shchiv meira shikosov bo kinyan. This was the subject of their machlokes on Amud Aleph concerning the matnas shchimera shekosav bo kinyan, and we saw that at the very top of Amud Aleph of our Gemara. So if that be the case, why is it necessary to present for Rav and Shmuel to present their machlokes twice? The Gemara answers, Tzricha, I need to hear the opinion of Rav in both cases, namely the case of matnas shchimera shekosav bo kinyan, and in the case of kosav vezikol ozeh. The Gemara continues, the e itmar baha, if I would have had the case of Omud Aleph, namely matnas shchimera shekosav bo kinyan, there I would have thought, baha koma Rav. There Rav says his din, that it has full strength, it's a solid gift, Mishum dekonu minei, because a kinyan was done. Avo baha, in the second case where it was kosa vezikol ozeh, and we're explaining that the zechia is could be understood as something less than a formal kinyan. Therefore, this being less strength, having less strength, the case of kosav vezika lozeh, emo mode le lishmuel. I might have thought that the gift to the first one wasn't solid, and he would be mode to Shmuel that the second one would be the winner, would become the new owner. Namely, that the gift was weak initially, the first one to receive it wasn't locked in, and there was room for it to be reversed and given to the second fellow. Hence, it was important to see Rav's comment not just on Omer Aleph, but also with regard to this case of Kosav Vezika Lozeh. The E Itmar Baha, and if I would have taught only the case of Kosav Vezika Lozeh, and not taught the case of Omer Aleph, so I might have come to the following erroneous conclusion. Baha Komar Shmuel. Only in this case would Shmuel agree that the second one wins, namely that it's a type of gift that has reversibility to it. Avo Bahach, the case on Omer Aleph, where there was a Matna Shchimah Shekosuba Kinyan, where there was an actual gesture of Kinyan performed, Emo Modu Le Rav. I might have thought that Shmuel would concede to Rav that that's a solid gift. It's a gift that has the two koiches in it, and the first one to receive it would be the winner, would be become the new owner, namely a type of gift that's irreversible. Therefore, it was necessary to teach the case on Omer Aleph as well, Tzricha. Therefore, it was necessary the case of Omer Aleph as well to see that Shmuel, even in that case, had his doubts about its strength. Besura Masnu Hachi. In Surah, they learned the sugya as we did with the machloikis Rav and Shmuel surrounding the issue of kosav veziko lozeh as we presented it. Bepumpadisa masnu hachi. In Pumpadisa, there was a different version of this discussion as follows. It should be pointed out that the pshat that we're offering in our recorded shiur is based on what the Rashbam says, where the asterisk is found in his commentary. The reason we're emphasizing that is because he offers other pshatim in explaining this particular Gemara. But let us continue in the Gemara itself. The Pumbadiso Masnu Hachi, we've employed the use of a squiggle underline, which we do very often when you have alternatives, alternative answers, alternative suggestions, alternative versions. In this case, we have an alternative version. So we feature the Sura Masnu Hachi with a squiggle underline, and in contrast, we have Pumpadisa Masnu Hachi also marked the same way. Omar Rav Yirmiyahu Ba'aba, Shochu Lei Mibei Rav Lishmuel. They sent a question from the Yeshiva of Rav to Shmuel Yilamdenu Rabbeinu. Kindly instruct us concerning Shchiv Mera, Shekosav Kol Nechosav Le'achirim Vekonu Miyodo. The Rashbam indicates where the double asterisk is found. Kosav veziko l'rishon v'konu miyado. A shemera, deathly ill individual who assigned all of his property to a particular person and made a kinyan with him. Mahu, what is the status of such a kinyan? Is it locked in? Is it solid? Is it irreversible? Shalach lehu, Shmuel sent a response, Ein achar kinyan klum. There is nothing that will be able to follow this kinyan. Namely, he, the Shemar, cannot back out from this gift, and certainly cannot give it to someone else. The Gemara continues at the top of Kuf Nun Gimel Amad Aleph, Savor minei hani mili le'acher. The original thought when they received Shmuel's answer, when he said Ein Achar Kinyan Klum, they thought that that is with regard to a second party. Namely, after the Shchiv Merah gave it to Mr. 1, the Shchiv Merah cannot change his mind, cannot back out and give it to Mr. 2. Avol li'atzmo lo. But as far as himself is concerned, if he, the Shchiv Merah, would get better, the gift would be reversible. Omar lohu Rav Chisda. So to this, Rav Chisda responds, Ki also Rav Huna mi Kufri, when Rav Huna came from this place called Kufri, Pirsha, he explained the ruling of Shmuel thusly, Bein li atzmo, bein l'achirim. Not only with regard to others, achirim, can it not be reversed, namely the first one to receive it is the owner, but even with regard to himself, if he gets better, nevertheless, since so much power was vested into this gift, this is a point that the Rashbam brings out, since so much power was vested into this gift, even with regard to himself, the Shemira, if he gets better, cannot get it back. Let us take a look at this in the Rashbam. Four lines from the top. Omer lo Rav Chisda, Bein li acher, bein li atzmo. Whether it be with regard to changing it, the gift from Mr. 1 to Mr. 2, or even with regard to himself, the Shemira himself, if he gets better, there is no return. For lo damya le Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, this is not like that which Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel said at the bottom of Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Diomar biyadua shlo hoya kinyan elo machmas misa. There, Shmuel said that the fact that a kinyan appears actually creates doubt, because there the kinyan was done because of the whole gift was done, even with the kinyan in it, because of his fear of death. And therefore, over there, we said, in the name of Shmuel, that if he gets better, the Gemara said at the very bottom of Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Omad Choser, if he gets better, he gets it back. And over here, we're not saying that if he gets better, he gets it back. Quite the contrary. The deal was locked in, and that even if he gets better, he does not get it back. So the Rashbam explains that this halacha here is not like that of Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The Hasam Kosav Vekonu. Over there, there was a writing and a kinyan. Aval Hacha, namely there were two elements, but here there are three elements. Zika Vekosav Vekonu. There was a presentation of the gift to someone else. There was the writing, and there was a kinyan. The Cholkach Vadai Liapos Es Koichoi. All of these different elements create increased strength, so that even according to Shmuel, such a gift is not reversible. That will be it for today.